Hello and welcome to episode 18 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we are interviewing Nat at nat.fit.keto on IG, who is from Miami and has started doing keto since March of 2018 and has currently lost over 50 pounds on keto. We talk about working out, we talk about intermittent fasting, we also talk about women's menstrual cycles and how keto has changed her cycle. Thank you so much for listening. To the Keto Island Boys. This is Jeff.
And this is Hines.
And we are on episode 18. Yeah.
Let's go.
We just finished up. Great interview. And I'm excited for you guys to hear it.
Yes. It'll be good. She went over a lot of good stuff. And it's tight. We're just getting people from all over the country. So yeah. We've had two people from Utah.
Yep.
Nando from
Brooklyn.
From Bronx.
Bronx.
BX. Yep. Yeah, representing New York. And then today we had somebody from Miami.
Yeah. Nat. Miami. Yeah. Sorry, I said Hawaii.
Yeah, Miami. And then we even had Midwest with Sarah.
Yeah.
It's like we're getting like all over the country, you know? So it'll be good stuff. And then with me moving to Vegas, we'll just naturally be a multi-city.
Well, it's going to be tough because this time next week, I'll be in Hawaii on my birthday. So my birthday is next Wednesday, November 7th.
Yep, and you fly out that day?
I fly out that day. So, okay. We're going to be – and then by the time I get back, you're going to be gone.
I leave Friday. So you fly out Wednesday. Yeah. I drive Friday morning. So
maybe we got to do our – podcast on that Thursday. We need to figure out or maybe we could try.
We can just do it early. We'll do it early next week.
So
we can get so we'll figure
We don't want to talk about on our.
We don't talk about our what we need to do to get next week ready, but because we're still in this week. So week, Halloween week. You know.
Yes. How was the? Did you do anything last night? Halloween.
I did cheat. I mean, I just feel I had a little celebratory milkshake. So
that's okay.
So just one milkshake, but did you bring the stuff? Did you bring the Keto Mojo?
No, I didn't bring it with me.
I thought we were okay.
That's okay.
What's tight is we finally got the Keto Mojo thing, and what's tight is it does. And Jeff tested it on, so he's probably been testing it on himself.
Yeah, I've been pricking myself on my fingers every day, and I've been doing it like a couple times a day. I've done it kind of in the morning.
Yep.
When I wake up, and then I do it after I work out.
So now explain to people what you're testing for. What does it actually test?
So for those who don't know, the Keto Mojo is kind of a meter. It tests your blood, and this one does blood sugar, and it also tests your ketone levels. So how much ketones are going in your body, which is your fuel for burning fat. And for those out there who are wondering, like, take a look. If you guys have a flex spending or a HSA, this is covered from your insurance. So use it as a deductible and get refunded back. So hey, if you have a FSA, why wouldn't you want to do this? You're getting your money back, basically, is what I'm saying. So I did it, and I bought it just because I just kind of wanted to know, like, you know, if I'm actually in a state of ketosis. I want to know if after I'm working out or the foods that I'm eating, if it's knocking me off of ketosis. I haven't used it for the past year and a half or a year that I've been doing it. I just wanted to buy it just to See where I'm at, and like after a night of drinking, seeing how when I wake up in the morning if I'm still in keto or not,
Yeah, that's tight.
right?
Yeah. So yeah, and Jeff tested me a couple days ago. So
Yeah.
you tested ketones and
Your
blood
blood
sugar.
sugar,
Does
yeah.
it test anything else too,
I
or?
haven't read. Those are the two main ones that
Nice.
I'm using
Okay.
it for. There's a
Yeah.
lot of other numbers on there that I'll have to look at,
Oh
or if anyone's
wow.
listening who can fill us in, I'll probably YouTube it,
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to know like how my blood sugars are. I tested you. You're fine. You
Well,
were
I
a
was
little.
actually well the so I had I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I had to shake last night, but I was also curious if you had it with you today,
Yeah.
what my blood sugar was compared to it where it was on Tuesday when you first
Oh.
tested me, because Tuesday
Yeah.
I had been 2 days fasted. Or
Yep.
no, I had been 2 days keto since I had last cheated, but I had
Yep.
just cheated, man, literally 12 hours ago. So
Yeah.
I already know what the
Well, so you want to know what your expected results are. Yeah, so
yeah,
that's
bro,
cool. Yeah,
after
you.
I know I would have been kicked out of ketosis. I have a
Yeah.
feeling,
Yeah.
but that would have been curious to see if I didn't.
Yeah,
That's the
yeah,
other
yeah,
one
yeah.
too, is like, man, like I had 3 slices of pizza last night
Right. Yeah.
and I'm still in ketosis.
Right.
That's
That
crazy,
yeah.
you know? So
Justin tested it and it said it didn't even register. It said low. So that means he's not in
all
ketosis. Yeah,
ketosis,
so
yeah. Well, that's what I thought,
yeah,
yeah.
that's good. It's great. It's a great tool. I love playing around with it and
Have you seen any results that have opened your eyes just about your own blood work when it comes to either the
I've
ketone levels or
no.
the blood
Yeah,
sugar
so my
levels?
blood sugar levels, I know, I knew that they've always been good. So
Oh, yeah.
my, blood glucose, sugar levels have been in the 80s, high 80s, 85s. And it said anything kind of less than 100 is good. You were fine. Justin was fine on the blood glucose levels. My ketone levels actually was the one that surprised me. I thought it would be a lot higher than it was, and so maybe I'm contributing that to this past weekend. Like I had a wedding and I had like nine drinks, like
Yeah.
Jack on the rock, Jack
Yeah, but
Daniels
those
on
are
the
all
rocks.
keto, yeah.
Yeah, but still nine of them. I don't,
You had nine at the wedding?
yeah,
Or
oh yeah,
wow.
more than that. And then we go Hana's
Wow.
afterwards. So, and I didn't
Dang.
have a hangover, which is weird because now I'm thinking like maybe those drinks were just watered down. Or I don't know, but I wasn't hungover. It was weird, but
Well, I'm going back to the sugar thing, because I feel like sugar is what I've had a hangover from just eating sugar.
Oh, I
So
didn't
like if
have
you're not,
sugar.
that's what I mean. So if you didn't have any
You're
sugar,
right.
you didn't have it with any Coke,
Right.
if you just had whiskey by itself, you might be all good. That's probably pot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, like our bodies are different. And
But I
oh,
yeah.
that's a good one. The next time you're
Next.
hungover,
Yep.
test yourself, test your blood sugar, because
Yeah.
I'm curious to see
I will. Yeah, see?
if
What,
that's a good
you should go buy it with your
contributor.
flex.
Actually,
Do
I'm
you
about
have
to.
flex spending or
Yeah,
HSA?
I have. Yeah, I have a card. I have a Flex Spending card,
Do it.
so
Yeah.
and I just got an email that my benefits run out after tomorrow, so I might just go ahead and order that right
Yeah.
now. So
But I was just kind of a little disappointed because my ketone levels weren't at the optimal, what they say, like
yeah.
within the 1, to 1.5, mine was like at 0.5,
And
which
when was
is
this? When did you test it again?
we
How
tested
far after
this,
the wedding?
oh, Tuesday.
Oh, so
Yeah.
even on Tuesday.
Yeah. I wasn't in, but I mean,
Because what they say about the alcohol, right, is
yeah,
that it doesn't kick
stalls.
you out.
You're
Yeah,
right.
it just pauses. It's supposed to
Yeah.
pause. So I
Yeah.
could see maybe your pause was still going. Yeah, but that's a long time, because I feel like that
Right.
alcohol would already be out of your
System
system.
by then. Yeah. But
That's a good point.
so which is nice because like knowing now that like I was like a 0.4 or 0.3, now I know where I'm sitting and I could change to make myself higher,
That is
So
tight, yeah.
yeah, I bought that and I'm experimenting and I just wanted to know. That's
Yeah, it's
what I
getting
got. Yeah,
real
it's
out here,
cool.
man.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's
it's
getting real out here. We're starting to buy like
yeah.
keto testing products,
Yeah.
because people have been like, oh, with the pea strips, and I was like, oh, the pea strips are cool, But then, you know, like after doing a lot of research, it's like, man, after those first couple months, it's like your body becomes ketone adapted. And a lot of times when you're peeing out those ketones, it's those are excess ketones that your body isn't using. But once your body starts using that as a fuel effectively, so, you know, then that'll all change. And then those pee strips are basically useless after the first 2, 3 months, because it's like, well, unless you're somebody like myself that goes in, that tries to go in and out, but even then, that Keto
That'll
Mojo
totally help
is
you, you know.
way more accurate, it sounds like.
And and also, you know, all my family and friends, you know, if they happen to be around me, I can just test them. Like, hey, let me test your. I mean, I even have a blood pressure machine at home too, you know. So I'm like, hey, let me test your. I'll be like a
Oh,
doctor,
you're a full
like
on, yeah, you're like a full on.
a.
You got full on like medical
Medical
gear
gear.
in your apartment. It's like,
You got the
my.
alcohol. You got the alcohol preps you gave me. I got the little needles I'm poking and changing.
Oh.
Yeah, got blood coming out.
Just about to set up a clinic. Just about to set up
Jeff's keto clinic.
Jeff's
Oh,
keto
Jeff's
clinic.
keto clinic. There's a good one. But you know, this is all learning stuff, and this is all great to know your bodies and actually find your blood and see where you are. I mean, that's all important stuff. You do want to get blood work to see where you are, and you know, I haven't gotten my blood tests since I've started keto. So
You and Cook, man. Y'all need to get up on that. I need to do that too, to be honest. So
but yeah, man. Other than that, anything else happening in this week? You just moved out?
yeah, finally, after hella, like almost 20 years. Yeah, like more accurately, no, maybe more like 15 years. About 15 years been out there, so.
Oh, I did want to ask you about Halloween yesterday. Did you? So at our office, we had.
Oh, it's good
My,
to, in the
yeah,
office.
yeah.
I didn't cheat until after dinner, and then I just had that
It's
milkshake.
just
So,
so funny to
but it was
see
tough. I'm
how
not gonna
many.
lie. I wanted
Well,
to smash on all those
I
donuts.
mean, okay, if you guys don't know, and I posted on the Instagram, we had 30 boxes of Krispy
Krispy Kreme
Kreme
donuts.
donuts, and they were literally right next to our desk or to
Yep.
our place. And it smells
Smell
throughout.
is strong.
Sugar, yes. And just to see like people go to town on it, I'm like, I was like, yeah, that's fine. You can eat it in front of me. And they all know I do keto. And then they're like, come on, just get one. I'm like, no, I don't need to. It's fine. I already know what it tastes like. I've had Krispy Kreme donuts before.
That's true.
I wasn't like fiending for it, but you know, I did kind of want to just smash on them too. But yeah, we didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
On a random note, do you remember when? So, Krispy Kreme has only been in the Seattle area probably since 2002 or 3.
That's been that long?
So, about
Wow, yeah.
15 years now. But before, the Krispy Kreme used to be a thing that I remember seeing. Well, I never did it myself. But Krispy Kreme was around in Vegas, and they didn't have them in Seattle. So I
Oh,
remember when I
yeah.
first started going to Vegas in
You see?
2001,
Yeah.
2000, people would come back with boxes of them on the plane as a carry-on. Do you
Yeah,
remember seeing that?
absolutely. Yes, that's what you ask people
Which
from
is,
California or Vegas.
yes.
Yeah, hey, bring me back a box of Krispy Kremes.
Like, what is that? And then it's
Yeah,
like,
I remember.
dude, yeah. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, they were hella good. So, and the other thing is, so I do remember when they first opened up here in the area. The first one was in Issaquah, I believe. And
The
I remember
lines.
actually going there with Rex. And dude, we would go after the bars. So, like, it'd be like 3 a.m. And this is when they first opened. So, you know, when new franchises open up, it's a big deal. So, like, people were driving from like Idaho literally just to go to Krispy Kreme, and the lines were they were super long. Like, so I remember going at like 2:30 a.m. and the line was an hour long, drive-through
Yep, I
hour
remember that.
long. And they used the Home Depot parking lot to snake around so that people can all fit in that line. And I remember that line taking an hour, which actually worked out because it was like helped us sober up a little bit, and then we'd have donuts at the end. And then I remember just getting like dozens of donuts one Christmas, and then
Going to town, eat
going
it.
to town, giving them out. But then I would also use that, since that was the only one, it was all the way up in Issaquah. I remember breaking off my Tacoma friends and families with Krispy Kreme donuts from Issaquah. And now today in 2000, or 2018, having all those boxes and having that smell be around, it's just like, damn, this is crazy. You
And the
know,
reason why it's so, I mean, it's so popular is because it's cheap.
cheap and
Man.
bomb, you know?
And
It's like,
yeah, and the crazy thing is you can eat two or three of those and still feel hungry right
it's
afterwards,
so
right?
true. Yeah, it'll help spike your insulin for sure, and then you'll still have an appetite after a lot of times
I
too.
think one donut would kick you out of ketosis, probably, or two,
Yeah,
probably
one.
one.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think one would,
there's
you know.
like 25
Well, it
carbs
depends.
and
You were
like
telling
12
me
grams of sugar.
which donut has the most sugar or carbs when you were
Well, the
telling
jack-o'-lantern one that I saw, it
jack-o'-lantern,
had
yeah.
like 30 grams of sugar, 40 carbs, you know.
Yeah.
The original glaze only had, 20, it had only 10 grams of sugar and it had 20 carbs, but that's a lot for just one donut that it will take a second to eat.
Yeah.
So I literally saw someone eat three in front of me. I was like, damn,
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
Damn.
I just don't do it anymore. So yeah, I didn't eat any candy this year. Didn't I don't I
Yeah, I
just
didn't
don't
have
I
any
don't I don't
candy
crave
yet
it.
either.
Yeah, I mean some people do, and I guess if you're a sugar burner, you do crave it. I didn't crave it, but I will be going on a trip next week,
Oh yeah, Wednesday.
Hawaii,
Yeah.
and I know, it's gonna be non-keto week for me. I'll try to do as best as I can, but I'm not gonna limit myself
Yes.
while I'm on vacation. And I might get those treats that you gave me from Germany, or your
Yeah.
boy brought back. I use
Yeah.
those for special occasions when
Oh
I
yeah.
travel, so I'll probably eat those candies that you gave me
Shout
for
out
the
to Jay
trip.
Thomas. Good looking on that candy that you brought. So.
Yeah, but other than that, man, week's good. Anything this weekend?
No, just
No.
final stuff. So I'll be mostly south, and I don't know. I might come out with you guys. You guys are going out Saturday, so I don't know.
Ohana's.
I might try to hang out with y'all for a hot minute. So,
Okay.
but yeah, I just got some. Gonna go hang out with my old church families, and then that's on Sunday, and so we got some after church meals planned and stuff. So,
Yeah.
yeah, and then next week Friday I'm on the road.
Yeah.
So,
Nice.
yeah, it's no, just kind of finishing up stuff, and yeah, just kind of saying my goodbyes. And but at the end of the day, it's like as that day gets closer for me to finally drive down, I'm also realizing, man, Vegas isn't that far either. So
That's
it's
true.
like I can always, if any place that you can kind of drive to within a day isn't that far. I mean, it's far, but it
Right.
isn't
That
that
far.
far, even
Yeah.
though that's a 20-hour drive, if you were to go straight, but
Cool.
it's doable.
Yeah.
So yeah, any shout outs? I've been wanting to give some shout outs
Yeah,
just
no,
probably because I've
good. You
been
have
meaning
shout outs? No,
to.
I don't have any
Yeah,
currently.
man, I just want to give a shout out to Matt Weathers. I know he's been listening to the podcast. Oh man, I love that people that aren't even doing keto that just listen to the podcast just because they know me and they're just being good friends. Matt actually wants to come on the show and just kind of talk about stuff,
Sure.
just about maybe some of the things that we've talked about in some of our past
Okay.
podcasts. And because I always feel like my friends Matt and Billy should actually have their own podcast, because they are hilarious.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we are belligerent though when we are talking. So,
It's different when you're
it
in a
is different if
studio.
you're, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I'd like to kind of see them kind of get drunk and then just have let the mics fly. And that's why we're thankful to Anchor. So shout out to Anchor for just letting us have this.
Forum to, yeah.
Yeah, and then have them sending it out to all the major podcast arenas so that you guys could listen. So that's dope. Shout out to my boy Toke that and all the people that have shared the Keto Island Boys and Cook's picture from last week. That was dope, man. Just seeing just
Yeah,
the
so much
response on social
responses. Yeah,
media.
exactly.
Yeah, we were talking about last week how it got. I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna get 100 for sure, dude. And it hit 200 likes, which was like I didn't think it was gonna hit that. So yeah, shout out to Cook and that post and for letting us use that. And yeah, so shout out to Tok for sharing that on Facebook and for talking about our podcast, because a lot of people just shared the photo, but he was actually like, hey, listen to these guys' podcast. So good looking out Tok on that one.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Zach. Zach Olson, just because he started listening to the podcast not too long ago. And then shout out to my boy DJ. We were actually going to use the, he gave us, he donated a microphone. Oh. It's also a slash going away present for myself. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to DJ for the Snowball microphone. It looks tight. I'm actually hella excited to use it. It looks a little complicated. Like, there might be some things we need to download before we actually use it.
We'll get it.
Yeah, we'll get it going. So we're trying to get, we're trying to work out the sound. So we know that the sound quality hasn't been the best for the show, but we're looking to
get
that.
Hey, man, we got some things. Yeah.
So we got some stuff now. So we're getting the microphones. We're starting to steadily build, you know, our sort of repertoire. Now that it kind of sucks that me and Jeff won't be in the same room after next week, but, you know, we're still going to keep this podcast going.
Keep it going. Yeah.
You know, just kind of go from there and then. And then we'll make it work because this is something that we both love doing.
Yeah.
And we don't see ourselves ending keto nor this keto podcast anytime soon. So hang on for the ride. And, man, we just appreciate all you guys and for listening.
Yeah.
And so, so shout out to all of y'all that are consistent listeners. Man, we just appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks to everyone following us on Instagram and sending us messages and emailing us or texting us. And we just love to see everyone's journey and doing better for themselves. So,
yeah, that's where we get the real high, man. It's always dope seeing the before and afters. It's so seeing not only ourselves before and afters, but seeing other people that you know that are looking better. And like I always say, more importantly, feeling better.
Feeling better, absolutely, yeah.
That's the one, man. So like, man, if you're looking better, feeling better about your life, feeling better about your health, man, like the sky's the limit as far as things that are possible and what you can do out here in this world. So
absolutely.
So yeah. Cool. Any final words before
we're good. So
kick them off to this Nat. You're gonna hear Nat.
So so now you'll be listening to the interview that we had with Nat, and her Instagram is nat.fit.keto. So natfitketo at Instagram. So enjoy, and we'll see you soon.
Today's episode is sponsored by Karma Project. Want to earn an easy $5 and keep yourself safe at the same time? Well, there are 37 million vehicles across 19 manufacturers that have been recalled so far for having a deadly Takata airbag. 37 million. Now, do some good by alerting your friends and family about this recall and earn a $5 reward for checking your own vehicle. I checked mine. My vehicle was not part of the recall, but I was still able to cash in and get the $5 reward. Now, it's important to me that all of you out there are also checking to see whether or not you're safe. So it takes just a minute, and you could get a $5 reward for doing it. Now, check now at this address. This is the most important part. deadlyairbag.com/health. It's urgent. Do not put it off. Check now, once again, at deadlyairbag.com/health.
Welcome to the Keto Island, boys.
So, go ahead. First off, just introduce yourself and maybe say some, a little bit background information, and we'll give you time at the end to like maybe plug your Instagram page and all that good stuff. But just kind of introduce yourself and then, you know, tell us a little bit about your background. Sure.
Okay, definitely. So I'm Nat. My weight has been present in my mind since as far as I can remember, even though most of my life I was slim.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's always was a struggle to remain that way. I started keto in March of this year. Oh. And I've never ever tried anything that has given me the results that I've had or has basically changed my perspective on food the way it has. It doesn't feel like a diet. And like I said, I can remember as far as being a child and having like constantly having weight on my mind.
Gotcha.
And it's just, it's been life-changing, literally. So
what have you tried in the past?
Well, again, it's like I've done fad diets, you know, I've done, you know, anything to cut corners. It was nothing ever that I ever tried consistently. When I was, the years that I was just slim, it was basically, I was on starvation mode. I was on starvation mode as opposed to ever trying to eat healthy. So, like, I would eat something really bad, you know, one day or for 2 days straight, and then I wouldn't eat for an extended amount of time, or just, it wasn't healthy. It was, I was very, very unhealthy.
Some people might call that actually healthy. They call that fasting.
Well, I do fast, but I'm talking differently. It wasn't, it wasn't anything fasting, because I'm talking binging. And that's not something I've ever had to do on keto. Okay. I'm talking, I would binge. I would binge, like an emotional eater, you know, sweet tooth. So I'm talking about, I would go like 2 days straight, like eating from a...
Binging.
From, like, yeah, eating from like ice cream from the gallon. Like,
yes. We've been there.
Yeah,
I've killed many a gallons by myself in my past.
And I've never been thin, so, like, I've been big, like, my whole life. So this is kind of new for me, you know, doing keto.
Yeah.
And so I totally know the bit. Halloween,
yeah.
Right? Halloween, I'd be binging on bags of candy everywhere I go, so.
I've been a mom for 10 years. This is the only year that I have not had half of my kids' candy.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Congrats. Yeah.
And this is the first year at our company that I didn't even eat any candy or donuts or anything for trick or treating.
Yes, the days prior to where there's candy everywhere, not once did I like have it. Like there were Halloween decorated donuts every day.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with holidays.
You know,
now you're cutting out. You're cutting out.
How about now?
Okay, now you're perfect. That's better.
Okay.
What were you saying earlier?
No, yeah, there it's everywhere, but it's, you know, food is no longer, like, I'm no longer a prisoner of food. You know, like, I indulge and I move on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think, well, one with the holidays, that's congratulations on not eating any, stealing your kids' candy anymore. You know,
I had a Twizzler. That's about it.
She said she had a fun size.
That's not bad, yeah.
And a fun size. And I said I was going to have, like, it was a calculated move as opposed to a weak moment in time.
What's funny is, like, man, fun size doesn't tell you what the actual size of a candy is, you know? So, but it's funny how marketing... They'll say fun size is whatever size that is. Fun size could be hella big, like, and you don't even, you know, but that's just funny how the marketing is for candy and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's just crazy with holidays in general. It's not just Halloween. It's leading up to Halloween. Like you were saying, like, donuts and stuff is all, like, prevalent. And then now we have, what do we have coming up? Like, Thanksgiving. So, obviously, that day is centered around food. And then you'll have, like, you know, the Christmas, December holidays too. And that's all centered around cookies and baking and, like, and so this is like probably the, cause I've never done keto during this time, and it doesn't sound like you have either, right? Cause we started about the same time, like March. So
you and I started March. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be like our trying time. Like Jeff did it last year and I don't know how he was able to, like, he powered through it.
I powered through it.
But it's actually like a very interesting time. So
I don't plan on restricting myself too much, but I do plan on making us, you know, the most. I'm making the best option, you know, choices possible.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna have this. I'm not gonna have that. Like I already put it in my mind that I'm definitely having, you know, protein. As in, you know, turkey, ham. And as far as sides are concerned, I'm going to have myself some mashed potatoes.
Hell yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go crazy with gravy, but I'm gonna go ahead and have some mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes because I love them both. Because, you know, I'm Hispanic and that's been ingrained in me and I've kind of defeated that mentality. But, you know, for Thanksgiving, I'm going to go ahead and indulge.
Yeah.
But I don't plan on
Thanksgiving
having...
is one day.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is one day.
Yeah.
Just don't make
it's
it the
one
whole
day.
weekend, like how I've done in the past,
yeah.
you know? So yeah.
Not at all, not at all.
And
I plan on doing that. I plan, you know, it's so mental. Weight loss in general is so mental, I believe.
Oh, totally.
I
feel like it's all mental. So it's like, and that's why we always like the fact, I mean, well, to kind of go back to sort of the original question, was there anything you did in the past that you were able to sustain for, what was the longest thing that you've been able to sustain prior to keto? Was there any other sort of way or fad diet or even some sort of way of eating that you were able to sustain for, you know, an extended period of time?
Well, the funny part is that the only thing was, you know, low carb, but my low carb wasn't tracked.
Gotcha.
Because just like how I was mentioning, I am Hispanic, and in my household growing up, it was rice every day. Rice and beans. It
Same
was
with me.
Every day with a different protein.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mine was rice too, primarily. Being Filipino, we had rice breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Well, you guys have really good food.
I think, man, that's crazy how rice is so prevalent everywhere in the world. Because even as Samoans, you know, for us too, that's the same thing. Since I could remember, since I was like young, same thing. Literally, I remember my mom feeding me literally rice and tuna when I was a little kid, like when I was like six. So I've been eating rice for like, I get it, for like years. Because it's usually just rice and a protein, and then I'd be good. So So you kind of did a low carb before.
Yeah, like basically I ate rice every day. I was still eating it though.
Oh,
and then, you know.
You were just cutting back though. You weren't like, right?
Yeah, I was still eating it. And then I was cutting back. I was kind of, for the years that I was hanging. I did all of high school slim, and I did the college year slim. But then, you know, it was a struggle once I started having children. Definitely. Like we, you know, let ourselves go and, you know, so I have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Beautiful. I just saw the picture that you posted on the Halloween. Did you dress up?
Yeah. I dressed up for a party the weekend prior. So I only, you know, I had the same shirt on as I did last year. And it's funny because I'm hiding behind my kids in the picture from last year. But you still see that the shirt is snug. Even it's funny because my friend pointed out that the words on the shirt are like, you can see it. You can see the wideness of my chest in the prior picture, and then it kind of like wraps around me on the after picture, just because, you know, I'm slimmer now. But I just did that. I'm like, I'm gonna wear the same shirt and take a picture just to see how different it looks. And I have such a hard time finding before pictures, just because that's what I'd hide behind my kids all the time. Like, come hug me, get in front of me, hide me.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm having trouble finding before pictures, just because you're just embarrassed to take pictures of yourself, and then you don't want to take full body pictures, you know?
Never.
Yeah, right? It's so, yeah, I'm having the same trouble.
For me, it's crazy because like I'm always taking photos, and so I didn't have a problem with photos, not just of myself, but you know, with friends and stuff like that. But Facebook always reminds you like every day, hey, this time 10 years ago, 6 years ago, I'm like, dang. And then you know, when I look at photos now, I'm like, oh wow, I can really see the improvements and stuff like that. But what made you want to start keto? How did you hear about it anyways in the first place, or what got you going to start it?
Okay, so my journey's been a little like you know, to find what works for me, kind of, because I decided to start the gym to lose weight. It started with I was married 10 years, and stress alone for the last 2 years, I gained significantly amount of weight, like a lot of weight. I gained about 40 pounds in the in those 2 years. So after my separation, you know, and it was, you know, single mom and all that, everything was different. I'm gonna start exercising because I work on in front of a desk all day. I need to be active. Yep. So I started doing like cardio November of last year.
Okay.
Wasn't really losing, but I felt better. And I said, well, I'm going to incorporate, like, I'm going to eat better too. So around so it was the holidays. And the eat better was just, I was cutting back on maybe starches, I wouldn't say carbs, period.
Yeah. That's a start.
Yeah. Cause I was still eating fruit like hell.
Yep.
I was eating fruit because, you know, you think, oh, fruit's good for you. So all the bad fruits, I was having it without really realizing what's going into my body.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head, I was doing low carb. I lost about 10 pounds, but it took like 4 months to do that because it wasn't until I was on Instagram. I opened the Instagram to document my journey as NatFitQuest.
Oh, you had another one.
It was a different name. Uh-huh. It was a different name. I had no idea what keto was. I had never heard of it. I had no knowledge of it whatsoever. But I opened the page, and then all these people would, you know, friend me and comment, and their names all had keto on it. And I'm like, what is this?
So true. Yeah, that's so true.
I'm like, what's this about? And so Instagram led me to keto.
That's dope.
That'll be the hook. Yeah. That'll be the line. Yeah.
Again, it's changed my life for sure.
And so your research, was it primarily from posts from people from Instagram, or I'm sure you did your own background search, or did you have friends?
Oh yeah, doing definitely. It? I did my own search and research. Believe it or not, Reddit was a good introduction to it as well, because I had heard, you know, I was seeing so much about it. I'm like, you know, if Reddit doesn't have it, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And Reddit did have a lot of information, a lot of subreddits about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I just, you know, and then Google is your friend. Yeah. So I did, but that's how I was introduced, definitely through Instagram. And so I decided to give it a try. And I didn't change my name to NatFit Keto until months later when I was deep in it, because it was, you know, I didn't consider myself keto, even though I went like I was so strict going into it. Like I went determined.
Oh yeah.
So I started in March and I didn't have my first cheat meal per se.
Mm-hmm.
Close to my birthday now in October.
Dang, that's so good. Yeah. What was your cheat meal then? Everyone wants to know. What did you cheat with?
Well, it was cheat drinks, guys. Cheat drinks.
You had a beer or it was, what?
I had. What didn't I have? Like I had beer. I had mimosas. Drinks. Like give it all. Like bring it all. Like. Give it to me.
Wow.
How was that hangover?
That was awful. It was awful. Just, I was so bloated. Really, like, I was weak. I had pasta. At birth celebration was such a, it was so glorious while I was eating it. But man, that was not fun. That those tummy aches were at all. Like, I was not prepared for that.
Yeah.
I've gotten those.
So, yeah, I know a lot of people who's, for sure. I've gotten those myself.
Yeah. What kind of pasta did you have? There was way too many carbs. What was that?
What kind of pasta did you have?
Well, it was a Peruvian dish. I'm Peruvian.
Oh, okay.
And, and we do, like, it's spaghetti in this, like...
Green sauce?
The green sauce, the pesto sauce.
Oh, that is bomb.
It was glorious.
Yeah, and then, like, did you eat it with, like, a steak? like
with the Churrasco steak.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, all bloody and delicious.
Dude, that's so what good. That's the only Peruvian dish I know. So
it's so good.
It is bomb. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, my stomach was mad at me for days.
Oh yeah, yeah. So. What do you miss the most, or what was the toughest part of you giving up for keto, and what do you love to indulge in now that you're doing keto?
Definitely Lily's chocolate is my indulgence.
Yes.
What I indulge in.
Jeff just put me on that.
I just introduced the Heinz to the Lily's chocolate.
The chocolate chips.
The chip. The little chips.
I'll smash on those chips.
No, I do the bar and it lasts me 2 weeks at my desk.
Oh.
There's so many bars. There's so many different kind of Lily's bars.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I give them the package of the little mini chips because you can have like 60 of those mini chips and only be at like...
I think it's two net carbs.
Yeah, two net carbs.
That's awesome. I haven't tried that as a snack. I do like fat bombs with that, but I haven't tried it as a snack. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're bomb.
So the hardest part would be, honestly, for me, is it's the double meals because I have to, I don't want to turn my kids keto just yet.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they know how I eat, and they'll eat some dishes. Like, they have no idea that the cauliflower fried rice I make is not really rice.
Nice. Ooh. That's so hard.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah, that's dope. Just,
They have no idea, but there's a lot of other stuff like they won't have cauli mash, and they won't, like, you know, they're kids. I get it, you know, like, so I have to make regular, you know, food for them, but I've definitely cut the tradition and how I grew up, which is I don't give rice every day.
Wait, say that again. Sorry, you're cut out again. You don't give them what every day?
I don't give them bread every day. Mm. It's more of a, you know, I'm balancing their diets more without completely turning them keto or anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like that's a start because I just feel like, man, if you go to most like lunchrooms and like places that have kids meals, they're just so high in carbs and just stuff that, you know, that I loved when I was a kid. You know, French fries, you're right, like sandwiches, grilled cheese, like all those things are like sort of staples as a kid, you know. I remember eating a lot of like fish sticks and just random stuff when I was a kid, right? Yeah. So, and it's like...
We carve them up so much, like so much.
Yes.
You know, my kids used to, again, before I started cutting them back too, but on a regular day, they would eat more carbs than I do in a 2 week period.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, like if I started adding them up, like, you know, like a regular weekend, when they wake up having bread for breakfast and sandwiches for lunch and rice for dinner, you know, like you add it all up and it's crazy. And the pancakes with the syrup and the, no, it's insane.
Yes.
Now, when you're doing your keto, when you started out, or now, do you keep track of your macros and how much you're taking in?
I have, and I do. Mm-hmm. Again, October's been horrible.
Yeah.
But that's one of the November goals, guys, to get back on that. But I've been pretty good, like, calculating. Like, I won't the mental numbers are basically just based on carbs.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping, obviously, mental track of protein or fats. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think that I need to get back on in November. And just, you know, I'm old school. I'm using my Fitness Pal. I know there's other fancy apps, but I use my Fitness Pal. It works for me.
Most people that start diets, quotation marks, or like new ways of eating, usually stop doing that after 6 months, and you've actually hit that 6 month mark. You're actually past that to like what are we?
November.
Yeah. So we're at like 8 months now. So what is it about keto that makes it easy and sustainable for you, and what makes it work for you? And do you feel like this is a way of eating that you could continuously sustain moving forward?
Yeah, and honestly, I think I believe I'm gonna stick to it. Like, this is just a way of life for me now. I've never felt better, and it has nothing to do with the weight. I'm not at my lowest weight of my life, but I feel the best. I
Oh, that's
feel the
awesome. That's
best
awesome.
as yeah, and it's I get more compliments on my skin looking better. I have rosacea, and that's not something that's gonna go away. Have flare-ups. It's stress induced. However, it's so much better
What's it
after
called
being
again that you
started
have? Rose
rosacea,
Rosacea.
which is basically like it's like red spots around my cheeks,
Okay.
and I get acne in those areas.
Okay.
So, and it's something I've struggled for the past 12 years or so.
Okay.
And in those 12 years, even being thin or eating, trying to eat right, it's never really gone away. And it's decreased so much with keto.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's because of
When I'm
inflammation.
stressed, yeah, when I'm stressed, I'll get a flare up, but nothing compared to how it used to be. Like everything in general, I just feel so much better. I have all this energy, and I need that because I need to chase three kids around. So I need as much energy as I can get.
That's so crazy how many people we've interviewed saying that they've done keto and it's cured or helped a lot of ailments they've had. And I've heard that from many people saying that their skin has changed. My skin definitely has in changed. People noticed that right away when I started keto as well. And I'm not sure the science behind it, but I'm thinking it has to do with a lot of inflammation that's down from doing keto, and
Right.
that's awesome. I love hearing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to know that you feel better now than when you did when you were thinner. Like, that's crazy
Yeah.
that you feel like, 'cause what I would say that's important is like your measurements from doing keto should be, number one should be how do you feel. So that's awesome that's why you're sticking with it is because it makes you feel better. And then and we always say like the scale would probably be number three, so and then number two just being your energy levels, right? So
Yeah.
but so that's man that's good and that's very encouraging to hear because it's like for people that are doing this longer than 6 months, like so everybody that's sort of in this conversation right now, like I don't see myself really eating, I don't see myself ever going back to eating the same way that I used to just based on
Yeah.
how I feel. So
Correct. Plus all the research, that's behind it, like I just don't see myself going back. I just don't. Oh, and as far as my, I'm a woman, vanity is concerned, just the compliments forget on just the weight. No people I meet, no one can tell how old I am. Like, and I
That's
don't
yeah, I
think
yeah,
they're
you're right.
and I don't think they're lying. They can't, like, at not one person hits it on, on the nail on how old I am.
That's dope.
So,
We're not gonna guess.
yeah.
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 But you look very young. Did
36. Yeah, I just turned
Oh.
36. I don't mind saying it.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's
Damn.
what's up. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, you don't look 36. So yeah,
Not.
and then that's damn, that's dope, with keto, and just
Yeah.
kind of what you're doing and
How much have you lost since March, up till now when you started?
Since March has been 50.
50.
Wow.
That's all. Yeah, I'm 65.
I'm now
So,
35 since
yeah,
March.
since
So
yeah.
yeah,
Dang.
and then do you still work out too?
Yes. Working out is another addiction
Oh,
of
okay.
mine. So yes,
I'm
I
doing lazy
definitely
keto, so I
do.
don't work out. But so like what's your work yeah, what's your workouts consist of?
So I started doing just cardio.
Okay.
Wasn't getting the results, and then I started CrossFit, and I did CrossFit for 2 months. I loved it. My knees did not.
Yep, yeah.
but that's how I was introduced to weightlifting. And so now I mostly do weightlifting, with a little bit of cardio here and there. And when I say little, is I go to the gym. I was going 5 days a week. I cut back to 4 days a week, but 2 hours a day.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, and two of the 4 days, I'll do half hour cardio. Like, I won't do more than that.
Okay.
So, and it's working. It's working. Nice. And I do.
Why do you limit your cardio, by the way? I'm just curious.
Say that again.
Why do you limit your cardio to just those 2 half-hour sessions?
Honestly, I didn't like the results that just cardio was giving me. So I don't think with the reps that I do, honestly, I don't think it's necessary.
Yep.
But I want to be able to do, like, you know, I want to do a 5K without stopping.
Nice. Yeah.
I've done 5Ks for work, and it's been mostly walking or like a combination of both, just because I can't take it anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I do it just to like not lose the cardio resistance that I've built, but cardio is not that important to me.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Personal choice. That's dope.
Personal choice. Correct. Yeah. Personal
and
choice.
How it makes you feel, right? So if you feel like it's not as effective as the other things that you're doing, it's like, and that's kind of part of this whole process too, because I haven't worked out in probably like consistently in over a year, but previous to doing keto, I was kind of doing all that stuff, you know, like how you were saying. And, you know, I didn't realize I thought I was just doing it to maintain, because I didn't think I was that big until like now, since I've started keto, I just feel like it's, you know, that's kind of why I don't really work out yet. I'd like to start working out, but also to the point with your knees, it's like I've been trying to work out when I was 30, 40 pounds heavier, and my knees hurt too when I start to work out, and just different joints in general. So I'm thinking if I could lose a little bit of weight, which I, you know, I'm in the process of doing, it's like when I do finally start working out, then it'll, you know, it won't hurt my knees as much and all those other things. That sort
it won't
of
hurt your knees as much, and it won't sidetrack you, because sometimes it's like if you're having pain, you're going to say, no, working out just hurts and forget it, I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
You might as well wait to lose some weight, and then you won't do it with pain, because pain sucks. It just sucks. Like I gave up on the CrossFit because of it, of the pain, but I decided to give it another chance on my own, at my own pace, with, you know, less weight.
Do you you said earlier that you fast, that you intermittent fast?
I do fast. I do 18-6 daily.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like 7 days a week, or do you take weekends off, or?
Well, okay, so five times a week, and on the weekends weekends is when I like indulge on actual breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the schedule doesn't go that far. It's probably 16-8 unintentionally on the weekends.
Oh, that's still good.
That's really
so
good.
So what's your eating windows?
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 p.m. is the latest. Wow. And then I eat at 1.
That's not bad. So that's pretty good. Yeah,
that's nice. The 18-6. And then that's the 18-6. And then on weekends, just because, you know, I'm making breakfast for the girls, which they have gotten used to the keto pancakes. Like, at first they were like, what is this, mom? But now they're used to it, because I'm not making 2 batches of pancakes, guys. You're eating this.
Yeah.
So on weekends, you know, we'll eat a little earlier than that. We're probably having breakfast around 10 or 11, and I'll just try to limit at what time I'm eating dinner on the weekend. So
do you dry fast? Do you just have coffee, your 16 hours?
I've never attempted a dry fast.
Okay.
I'm curious about it. I can't imagine not drinking water and coffee.
Right.
I can't, but yeah. I don't do bulletproof though while I'm fasting.
Right. Yeah, we don't. When we do, well, do you?
I started doing them now because Jeff just found this thing. You just told me about it, where these doctors, talked about what breaks, kind of like they broke down the science of like what breaks a fast. And they were saying that even if you add cream and some of these other things, MCT oil, butter, that it actually doesn't break your fast, right? Did you?
Well, and well, also now we have our, you know, you're right. I did see that too. But I mean, but
since we. Since you told me that, yeah, you've been doing that? I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to stop having cream in my shit. Because I used to just straight up just drink black, you know, with maybe a couple drops of stevia. And then Jeff showed me this thing where it was like, hey, you know, if you put cream and heavy whipping cream, it doesn't really break your fast. I was like, for real? So I was like, shoot, all right, well, then I'm going to start drinking my coffee with heavy cream then now. And, you know, because if it keeps my fast going, then it's all good. So
yeah. But anyways, I've seen
conflicting stuff on that.
Yeah.
I've read conflicting things, so I just don't. But I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
So how do you drink your coffee?
Try it again.
You just drink it black?
I drink it black. I drink it black, and then I'll have a bulletproof, because I can drink coffee at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'll have a bulletproof in the afternoon. To get my fat in.
Nice.
What's
the longest? The collagen? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's the longest you've done your fast? How many days in your 8 months?
I attempted a 72-hour fast and made it to 54. I attempted.
I attempted a week and went to 90 something. I tried to go a whole week and I only made it to like 96 or something.
It's a mental.
Yeah.
It totally I'm doing is. Another next week. Because there were circumstances that I realized afterwards that's the reason why I couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
To the 72-hour fast. So I don't know how real you guys want me to get on here.
Hey, we're as real. Hey, it's all good. It's whatever you want to share, whatever you're comfortable with. But like,
so Mother Nature hit me unexpectedly with my period, so I had to stop the fast because I just felt awful. You guys can't relate, but you know, I'm sure there's girls that are listening.
Hell yeah!
Don't fast if you're getting your cycle, because it was awful. That's awful.
Yeah,
and I had to stop. I stopped at 54 hours.
Whoa! So did okay? So since you opened that door, and I haven't really talked about it. So like, since doing keto and fasting and changing the way you eat, has that changed your cycles at all?
Yes.
Like, okay. How so?
Tremendously.
Hmm.
They're shorter.
Oh. Huh.
They're shorter. They're much shorter, and they're much more consistent. I honestly don't know. I've read up on it, and some girls have shared with me that their periods change too. I don't know if it's just the weight loss or what, but they are shorter. I don't have as much pain, like menstrual cramps.
Wow. Yeah, that's dope.
And then it's regular now, but it was coming earlier and earlier and earlier the first months I started keto. Like right away, the first month I was on keto, it started coming earlier and earlier, and I didn't know what was going on because I've always been irregular late my whole life.
Oh, okay.
And now it's like clockwork.
Wow. Now you can plan vacations and fast now. Yeah, sounds like you're planning fast and vacations and, you know, activities. That's tight.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a
plus.
Yeah, no. So you were saying, but when you started, though, they were coming earlier. How long did it take for it? How long were you on keto for it to become consistent like clockwork, like you say it is now?
4 months.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first four were, it was just like unpredictable. Like, when am I going to get it? Like it was just coming, but it was early as opposed to late.
Gotcha. So,
which was funny. And that had never happened before in my whole life.
Gotcha.
Now you have thousands of followers, Nat, and I'm sure that you've inspired many people to do keto. So how do you... What kind of advice are you giving people when they start out? Because like how you started, and do you have a lot of people at work that do keto with you,
or even your friends?
Yeah, I've converted real life friends. many people. And then I've had people that, you know, like acquaintances that I haven't seen in years that were following me on, mm-hmm. on Instagram and have reached out months after and said, hey, you know, because of you, I started keto and, you know, here's my picture. I've lost 20 pounds, 30 pounds or whatever. And awesome. That's such a great feeling. Isn't just it? Because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think also like my page is not, it's probably not your typical, you know, strict keto person's page. Like, I'm a goofball. I'm just like, humor is a way of coping for me, you know, mm-hmm. like, so it's, I make it entertaining. And at the end of the day, what I tell people that reach out for me, that reach out to me for advice is like, listen, there are many other pages that are much more educational on the subject. However, if you do want my advice, I'd say stick to it. Mm-hmm. What's helped me to stick to it is to find alternatives for the things that I want to indulge in.
Yes.
Like pizza.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
like, you know, like the chicken crust pizza is just
I haven't tried that yet.
I have to try that.
Oh my god, yeah. I make an awesome chicken crust pizza.
Do you?
Like, it's so good.
Yeah, well, tell it. Go ahead. What do you do for your?
It's actually the Keto Connect recipe, and it's basically you dry. It's canned chicken.
Yep, that's the one.
So canned chicken breast. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you dry it out in the oven, and after you dry it out, you mix it with egg and cheese, and then uh-huh. you make the crust. It's so good. Oh, it's like a nice. Really good thin crust pizza.
Okay, we gotta definitely look those up. There's so many recipes on Instagram to follow.
I'll send you guys my recipe. Yeah. I have a post on it. I'll send it to you guys.
Hell yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's dope. So what about do you have any like favorite go-to meals that you like to make at home, or and then on top of that too, is there favorite places for you to go eat when you go out to eat? Favorite places to go have meals, and what are those like?
Well, first you would need to, like, I would need to share with you that I'm an awful cook. Awful. I'm really bad at instinctively cooking. I have to follow recipes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And even then, since I'm, like, absent-minded, I sometimes screw that up, too, because I'll forget to get something out of the oven or to stir something. So I'm really not, that's not my forte.
Okay.
However,
no, but that's so, good. Like I said, this podcast, we try to be as real as possible. So it's like,
yeah,
there's hella people that don't know how to cook neither. So like, what do you like to cook that may be easy for you, that, you know, that you feel like you're very confident in, that tastes good, that maybe is like real quick? Like what would you say?
My fast, easy, I was gonna curse. Sorry.
This is a podcast. We don't give a fuck on this podcast. I mean, we just kind of just talk.
I've been like really containing myself.
Hey, so this is a podcast. Like, literally, there's no like restrictions.
I'm 100% a lady with a degenerate mouth. Like, I've been really cutting back on you guys.
Okay? Hey, no, it's all good. No, we're all about keeping it real. Like, so if that's how you talk, then that's how you talk. Like, so that's why it's like funny, because I'll have aunties and uncles, and I don't know if my parents have listened to this podcast, and I'm kind of like worried about that. But like, I'm just kind of keeping it real. I don't want to filter anything, because that's just how we talk. So it's like, however you talk, like, just let it flow naturally. Like, we just feel like
I appreciate we try to be real. Can't fuck it up meal. Is that
there
what
you go. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Okay, so I do the frozen cauliflower rice.
Oh, okay.
From like Green Giant or whatever, or honestly, whatever's on sale. But Green Giant is usually the one. So I'll do that, the cauliflower rice. And I don't microwave. I do it stovetop with butter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple times a week I'll add cheese. It's not always cheesy. And then just some protein that I can't mess up. So either a grilled chicken breast, mm-hmm. or ground beef. Steak. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm not such a huge fan of ground beef as much. Ground turkey, yes.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Or I'll do steamed broccoli. you know, also with cheese. You know, honestly, the pattern here is the cheese because I've always loved cheese. And that's another thing why I think keto was, like, so appealing to me. Like, I can still have cheese. Same. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. For real. Yeah. I know so many people who are, like, dairy or, you know, cheese intolerant. Like, oh, that's...
I'm like, yeah, you can still do keto, but, man, I feel bad for you because, like, half the stuff that we love to do is I'll literally try to add cheese to almost everything. So you're right. Vegetables and meat. So I also noticed that a lot of the meats that you're eating are all pretty lean, though. Like, you're doing, like, chicken breast, turkey. So that's good that, you know, that's a different sort of, because I'm always about the fattiest meats. But I see you get most of your fat, a lot of your fat from the cheese, though. So that makes it all good. Yeah.
Cheese and heavy whipping cream. But I also do, like, lechon. Like, my pork shoulder is just a staple in my house, too. Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm all about the pork belly. Yeah. So lechon is, we all day with that. I just had it last night for dinner. So.
Like that's my go-to, basically a veggie with a protein, because again I'm not that inventive,
and then don't forget the cheese
and indulge in the cheese. There's always cheese in my house, any type of cheese.
Nice. What's your favorite type of cheese?
Manchego.
Manchego.
I never heard of that.
I think it's like what type of cheese is that? Is that like
it's a really good one. I don't know what else to tell you. It's really good.
Hell yeah.
It's like white, right?
It's like a dry cheese. It's kind of like it's aged cheese. It's so good. Okay. It's so good.
We'll try that.
That's my favorite, but it's not one I have often because I think it's like $13 a pound.
Oh, okay.
Single mom here, guys.
Well, that's the other problem. That's the other problem with cheese. The nicer cheese you get, it is hella expensive. Like, I love blue cheese, and it's just like it's sometimes hard finding blue cheese at like a premium, you know, at a cheaper price. So that's what you like to cook. So what about going out? When you go out to eat, what do you like to? Where do you like to go?
I don't tend to. I'm not a fast food. I never was, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fast food type of gal.
All good.
But if I am craving a burger, which I ate my first burger like in my late 20s. I just had it in my head that I didn't like burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it was more of like I had tried the fast food burger and didn't like it. So it wasn't until I had like a home-cooked burger that I was like, oh, this shit's good.
Yeah.
So what I'll have if I like as fast food would be Five Guys. Five Guys just totally hooks it up.
Oh, Five Guys,
with the burger in the bowl.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, jalapenos up in there.
Any sit down places that you like to eat at? Maybe
sit down places. Like I live in Miami. There's so many restaurants and so many, you know, like places to go. But I would say like a steakhouse. I can't tell you any, you know, one top of my head, but like a steakhouse, and I'll be set with just kind of eating the same things I eat at home, which is like a big, juicy, almost mooing, you know, medium rare steak, bloody as hell, and asparagus perhaps.
Yeah. And I add cheese to my steaks now, so it's bomb.
Oh, one quick question. So, you know, I like to work out too on a regular when I'm doing keto. Have you tried working out in a fasted state, like before you start your workout?
Yes, but it's okay. So, because again, my schedule with my kids, it's hard to work out fasted. I used to do like morning workouts, and that was always fasted. But I had to switch to afternoon workouts, and then I've eaten by then. I've tried very, very few times to do my workouts fasted, and it hasn't really been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not something that I'm able to do on the regular.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't usually do either because by the time I work out, it's really at nighttime. After work is when I work out, so I usually don't wait that long. I've tried it a couple times, and it's been great. But, yeah, same with you. I usually eat beforehand. So, yeah. Well,
I do have to let you guys go
yeah,
soon.
yeah. Oh no, yeah. Oh, perfect, perfect timing. We thank you so much for jumping on the podcast
Absolutely.
and doing this interview. And if you guys want to follow Nat on Instagram, go ahead, give the plug.
Yeah, NatFitKeto, just again, I'm not so strict and I don't preach too much. However, if you want to laugh at my journey, go ahead, follow.
I love your journey. Yeah, you
Absolutely.
have a lot of inspirational things on your page, and it's great. Yeah, so I'm happy you hit us up and you were able to jump on. So thank you so much. And maybe we'll do another follow-up with you. Yeah, and see how your journey's going later on in during the year.
Sure, guys. Thank you so much. This was fun.
Okay.
Awesome.
All
Thanks,
right.
Nat.
Have a good one.
You too,
Okay,
guys.
bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Dope. She's cute too, man. Like, man.
Damn, Miami.
Oh, no. You seen like her before and like you don't know what she would look like after. You're right, man. These people, like, you have to hit them on the before you get them on the after. She's 36. Yeah, man. She about
She's
that,
dope.
man. Yeah, she's pretty dope. I wonder. Oh yeah, she just had her 36. Look at that photo. That's like not a bad one. It's pretty good.
Oh my God, yeah. Wow.
Hit her up later. To ask her what photos she'd like to share with us that we could put on the podcast. All right, so let me stop this. For this part of the podcast, we're going to use real-world situations.
Situations where you go out to eat with your friends and family that are not necessarily doing keto. So listen to what we, the Keto Island Boys, would order.
Two, one. Hey, and we're back. And man, great episode with Nat there. That interview
Yes,
was
Nat
great.
T. Yes, thanks, Nat. Representing 305 Miami, Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, that was dope.
And from the interview, she had mentioned Five Guys as one of her places that she likes to go. So
Exactly.
we will be breaking down the Five Guys menu. And I think Five Guys is out everywhere in the US, right?
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
I
up
mean,
in.
it's in Miami, it's East Coast, it's in Vegas, it's out
Yeah,
here in
in Seattle.
Seattle.
Yeah, they're
So yeah,
everywhere
man,
here.
that one's like pretty widespread. So
I've eaten at Five Guys since I've been on keto, and I'm thoroughly happy with what I've ordered.
oh,
So yeah,
really?
it's really good.
I haven't.
Oh,
I
you
ha I
haven't?
It's crazy. I think when Five Guys first, it's one of those things, kind of how we were talking about Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
When they first opened up, lines were huge. Five Guys first opened up,
Yeah.
super huge. We
Crazy.
now got Shake Shack out here in the 206
Yeah.
finally.
Oh, yeah,
So
that's
those
right.
lines have been crazy every time we've been every time I see like on social
Yeah.
media Shake Shack lines are crazy right
Busy.
now. So
Yeah.
it's like I get it, man. We all like that new, that new. So and yeah, so I just haven't been in a while. So but so yeah, man, what would Keto
So,
Jeff
Keto
order?
Jeff ordered a couple months ago. I went there
Oh, so
before the
this is like a
movie.
real life thing. You actually
Yeah,
ordered
I
this.
actually
That's
ordered this.
tight.
Yeah. So, of course, you go to these burger places, got a burger, a bacon cheeseburger, no bun, of course.
Yeah.
So, I got four strips of bacon on there with one hamburger patty and lettuce. That's it. And it filled me up. And I was,
Cheese?
oh yeah, with cheese. Yeah, one
Oh.
slice of cheese, four pieces of bacon. All that has less than like the cheese slices online, the nutrition guide says they have less than 1 gram of sugar and carbs. So it's less than one. So I'd say 1 gram of carb. And so yeah, got that. No fries. I didn't put ketchup. You guys gotta be careful of the ketchup content because ketchup, if you're not careful, has a lot of carbs in them. They have 5 carbs and 4 grams of sugar in ketchup. So, are you thinking that ketchup is a safe condiment on keto? You got to check those labels carefully because they do pack in a lot of sugar in ketchup.
That's crazy because ketchup, what pre-keto, man. I mean, I used
Yeah.
to go through bottles
I
of
never,
ketchup
yeah.
and like, so my combinations would be
pre-keto Heinz as far as with ketchup, now that you bring that up.
Yep.
Like, one, it's like kind of my namesake. I'm named Heinz. Heinz is famous for ketchup. Two, I loved it. So then this is basically every meal, or almost like 75% of the meals I had from the time I was, I'd say, 10 to like 35 or like 30 is one part rice, one part some type of protein, and then one part, literally equal parts to almost ketchup. So I would eat like hot dogs, ketchup, rice, or like, you know, corned beef, ketchup, rice, or even tuna, ketchup, rice.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, whatever, any type of protein, I would just add it with ketchup, rice. Every now and then I'd add mayo. Every now and then I'd add hot sauce. But ketchup and rice, man, were like my go-tos easily every day for 20 years. So, and now it's crazy. I don't eat any more of that as much as I used to, you know, and I'll have it occasionally every now and then on a weekend at a party or something. But ketchup, what's funny is if you go to different countries too, I felt like in New Zealand, their ketchup is hella sweet, which means it's different. Sweeter than our ketchup.
Yeah.
And our ketchup's already sweet. So it's sweet. Like
hella sugar.
Hella sugar, dude. And like, but you know what? So I got to, you know, I liked it. I got adapted to it. So I was used to having the sugar.
You never worried about ketchup. You didn't know what was the ingredients in ketchup. You never looked at the back. You weren't conscious of it.
Mm. And then places like Germany would have like curry ketchup. Like, dude, it's crazy how ketchup was like a thing. But now it's one of those things where it's like, man, I don't even, I try not to mess with because I could taste the sugar in them now.
Now, so. Absolutely. What would you have ordered pre-keto Heinz?
Pre-keto Heinz? Or do you want to know my keto order?
Keto. Yeah,
so keto Heinz. Keto order, obviously, you know, in a bowl. But, you know, I'd probably order bacon cheeseburger, with extra bacon, mayo, grilled onions, grilled mushrooms, grilled jalapenos, and then probably some hot sauce. And so.
Not the bun, the bun alone has 40 carbs. Just in the bun. Any sandwich place you go to, fast food, that's crazy.
And then what about the fry? Okay, so let's go pre-keto.
Well, pre-keto, Heinz has this thing that he found that just blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
You want to tell him what?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, a lot of fast food places have, like, random secret menus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so we found this secret menu. And basically, when I was looking up the Five Guys menu, the secret menu popped up.
Yeah.
So we'll have a link to it in the
description.
In the description. But yeah, like for me, pre-keto Heinz, dude, we've done this a couple times, like just messing around at home with the homies. But having whenever you make two like full-on grilled cheese sandwiches, I love grilled cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would take two sandwiches. So these are four pieces of bread and however many slices of cheese or whatever. Those two grilled cheese sandwiches separately would be its own bun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, basically something similar to what I would have had as far as maybe like one patty, you know, four strips of bacon and then all the fillings. But yeah, having the two grilled cheese sandwiches as buns.
I didn't know that Five Guys had the secret menu for one. Yeah. I don't know if you guys all knew who's listening, but yeah, the secret menu has like hot dogs and, you know, they have 15 toppings you can add on for free. And that Five Guys isn't telling you about. So how would be? Yeah,
I think some of that stuff. Is on the regular menu. So I just think not a lot of people order like hot dogs. I think that is on the regular.
Okay. Yeah.
But not a lot of people order it. And then I don't know if everybody understands that you're right about the condiments being free. So like, you know, you could kind of add whatever type of stuff that you want on there. But so what's crazy is the combination.
Yeah. So just looking. Did you really say what you want? Yeah, so just looking at what on the secret menu, the number one that I think I would get was the patty melt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, this patty melt is a combination of grilled cheese and a burger and served on this huge Texas toast bread. And they put butter and they just grill it up on both sides. Throw some mushrooms. Oh, my gosh. It looks so good. You guys got to check out this menu. But, yeah, that's what I probably would have got for keto. So that with a large fries.
Oh yeah.
And
I used to split my fries. Yeah, at Five Guys, was right?
Lot. Yeah, that's right.
Fries
that's
at Five Guys, they give you a shit lot. Ton.
They
right?
fill the bag. They just dump it.
Yeah, they do. So I remember going with groups of people, and they're like, yeah, if you're with a group of people, like yeah. if there's three of you could split yep. one bag pretty easily.
One large about bag them, of so. Fries cooked in 100% peanut oil, by the way. One large has over 180 carbs.
Wow.
Yeah, and 6 grams of sugar. So, you'll be not in ketosis eating just the fries alone.
Yeah.
But that patty melt that I was looking at with the fries and the burger, yeah, it had easily over 260 carbs in that one setting. I mean, it would fill me up. I'd feel like
yeah
crap afterwards, but it would taste so good.
Hell yeah.
How about you?
Like I said, so I'd have that grilled cheese, like the two grilled cheese as the buns.
That's fine.
I'd probably have a milkshake too.
Oreo. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, I love milkshakes, so I'd get myself either an Oreo or a banana. Mm. Those are sort of my go-tos. When it comes to milkshakes, but and then I fries, a lot of times I just wouldn't order the fries just because I knew it's just too much. So
yeah,
a lot of times, but if there was, like I said, if there's people there, or you know, if somebody was down to share with me, I would be, because I just know I'll be, I just feel bad about throwing away hella fries, because I know I'd only get through half of that, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, they also have peanuts for free at Five Guys, so that's cute.
That is true, and there's there's peanuts all over the floor and stuff.
It's kind of weird
there. Yeah. So, do they have like a tartar sauce? That's probably maybe one of the only ways that I could smash through some fries. Like if you have a good tartar sauce or ranch or some sort of dip in ketchup.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. Like I would probably, it helps me. I can't just eat just all that dry carbohydrates. I need some type of fat in there to sort of consume that stuff. But
yeah, hey man, it's great. I mean, we're making like really good choices now when we go out to eat, and you notice that after you eat too, you don't feel like overly like sick or anything like that. You feel good, right? You don't feel heavy, you know, when you eat. So. Man, the Keto Island boys making good choices when you go out to eat. We love breaking down menus and, you know, seeing what we can order. Because a lot of times people have a hard time ordering keto dishes when they go out to eat. But, you know, wherever you go, you can always find something, you know, to eat. So for people on keto.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's all it is you know, like. You're not going to stay at home all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like we would say, you got to live your life, man. And so if you're going to be out and about and you're with your friends and you're just doing whatever, you're with your kids and you need a fast meal and fasting isn't an option for you, you know. But that's the other thing, too. I would defer to fasting nowadays, now since we've started this podcast, as the first way to go versus eating any type of other type of meal versus fast food or whatever. It's like if you can just hold out and there happens to be a coffee stand around or something like that, and you could just find a bulletproof coffee or just a regular coffee black or an Americano with sugar-free vanilla or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like now just, you know, just the more and more that we've kind of been doing this is like that's kind of how – I would now, as far as advice to people, but you know, like I said, we're social beings, and
absolutely.
So now it's for me. I feel like the only reason why I eat these days is because it's like a social. It's more of a social event than anything else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. So well, I mean, that's it for episode 18. Everyone, thanks again. You know, if you guys want to send us your questions or feedbacks or topics for our next podcast, you can hit us up on email again, ketoislandboys@gmail.com.
Hell yeah.
You can also follow us on Instagram and that Twitter at Keto Island Boys with a Z. And, you know, like we always say on every episode,
we're not doctors. Nope. We're not nutritionists.
Nope.
Man, half the shit that we probably said in this podcast might not even be correct.
Right.
But we just want to, like, you know, that's our disclaimer for this entire podcast is that, hey, we're just two island boys just kind of, like, just knowing what works for us and just kind of documenting how we're going day by day, interviewing everyday people from people as far away as
Miami.
Miami and New York, all the way to, you know,
Samoa,
here.
Samoa, Philippines. Yeah.
Some of the we're just out here just trying to represent the everyday person and, you know, and just get our stories out that, hey, this is a different way of eating that might work for you. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. Yeah. But, you know, we're firm believers in just kind of sticking with it. So we are not scientists. We need a data fact checker for us so that we can go through all the shit and science that we probably got wrong during this podcast. But we're so thankful for you listening.
Thank you, everyone. And we're going to take it away. Who do we have?
Fiji. The oldie but a goodie.
It's called Naughty Girl in for Nat.
For Nat. Natty.